or maybe it's opening up a bigger place next to Burlington.
Good morning. We're going to call the meeting to order. It's 9 o'clock. We have Marie, Daniel, Kirby, myself chairing, and Jenny is excused for appointment. Any changes to the agenda?
No.
Looking for a motion to approve the agenda as is?
So move.
Support.
Motion by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the December 2nd LOC meeting minutes and forward to the Business Committee for consideration.
Move. Support.
Motion by Daniel, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Community Support Fund Law Amendments. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. The Legislative Operating Committee added the Community Support Fund Law Amendments to its active files list at the beginning of this term in October 2020. So since adding this item to the active files list, the LOC has held 4 work meetings, some of which were held in collaboration with representatives of the Economic Support Services Department. The purpose of the Community Support Fund Law is to assist the greatest number of members of the nation who apply for financial assistance to the fund in times of a catastrophic event, catastrophic illness or injury, or emergency event when no other resources for assistance exist. So examples of a catastrophic event, catastrophic illness or injury, or emergency event include death in your immediate family, fire, tornado, major medical surgery, cancer, flood, and injury for motor vehicle accidents. So the Community Support Fund can be used to assist with the following types of expenses. So rent or mortgage, utility payments, medical travel, funeral travel, prescription reimbursement, medical bills, dental and optical related expenses, inpatient treatment, security deposits, temporary shelter due to natural disaster, furnace and water heater repair and replacement, medical related equipment, supplies or furniture, among other expenses. So on December 2nd, the Legislative Operating Committee approved the proposed draft in the legislative analysis. So we're now ready to move on to the next step of the legislative process, which is where we collect public input on the proposed draft. So typically, the Legislative Procedures Act requires that the LOC hold a public meeting where people can come in person and provide comments on proposed legislation or ask questions, and then hold open a public comment period for an additional 5 business days where an individual may submit written comments or questions on proposed legislation. Now, because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the nation's public health state of emergency, we are unable to safely hold in-person public meetings at this time. The nation's COVID-19 core decision-making team addressed this issue through its March 27th declaration titled Suspension of Public Meetings Under the Legislative Procedures Act. So this declaration suspended the Legislative Procedures Act requirement to hold a public meeting during the public comment period, but it allows members of the community to still participate in the legislative process by submitting written comments, questions, data, or input on proposed legislation to the LOC via email during the public comment period. So although a public meeting will not be held on the proposed amendments to the Community Support Fund Law, a public comment period will still be held open until January 13, 2021, in accordance with the Legislative Procedures Act and the COVID-19 core decision-making team's Suspension of Public Meetings Under the Legislative Procedures Act declaration. So now on page 6 of your packet, you'll find the public comment period packet. So the first document is the public comment period notice for the Community Support Fund Law Amendments. So this notice will be published in the December 30th Philly Wee Sox edition, and the whole public comment period packet will be placed online on the Oneida Register and electronically provided to all managers, directors, and supervisors of the nation. The public comment period, again, will be held open until the end of business on January 13th. Written comments can be submitted to the nation's secretary's office or the legislative reference office. So the next document is the public meeting. In the public meeting packet, starting on page 7, is the legislative analysis. So again, the legislative analysis is a plain language analysis describing the important features of the legislation being considered and factual information to enable the LOC to make informed decisions regarding legislation. The legislative analysis is followed by the red line draft on page 15 of your packet. So the red line draft is used to demonstrate all of the proposed amendments that have been made to the law from the current version. Then on page 22, you'll find the clean draft, which demonstrates how the law would appear if the proposed amendments were adopted. So we're now looking for a motion from the LOC to approve the Community Support Fund Law Amendments public comment period packet and forward the Community Support Fund Law Amendments to a public comment period to be held open until January 13th, 2021.
By Daniel.
Support.
Seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Daniel. Yep, that'll actually be a perfect spot to put in when the public comment comes forward. So if you want to submit that during the public period, that'd be great, and then we could have it take it up with a consideration at the work meeting. So, any other questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to Emergency Management Homeland Security Law Amendments. Clarissa.
So this item starts on page 29 of your packet. The LOC pursued emergency amendments to the Emergency Management Homeland Security Law in March of 2020 in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. So on March 12th, Chairman Tossie Hill signed a declaration of public health state of emergency in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which has since been extended until January 13th. The emergency amendments created and delegated authority to a COVID-19 core decision-making team, which allowed the COVID-19 team to make exemptions to any law, policy, rule, regulation, or standard operating procedure of the nation. The Oneida Business Committee adopted the emergency amendments through Resolution BC3-1720E, and these emergency amendments were set to expire on September 17th. The Oneida Business Committee took action to extend the emergency amendments for an additional six-month period beginning on September 17th through the adoption of Resolution BC8-2620A, so the emergency amendments to this law will now expire on March 17th, 2021. The Legislative Operating Committee is now pursuing the adoption of permanent amendments to the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Law. Since the amendments were formally added to the active files list this term on October 7th, the LOC has held three work meetings, some of which were held in collaboration with representatives from the following areas. So the Oneida Business Committee, the Oneida Law Office, the Emergency Management Department, the Comprehensive Health Division, Risk Management Department, Intergovernmental Affairs, the General Manager, and the Strategic Planner. The purpose of the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Law is to provide for the development and execution of plans for the protection of residents, property, and the environment in an emergency or disaster, provide for the direction of emergency management response and recovery on the reservation, as well as coordination with other agencies, victims, businesses, and organizations, establish the use of the National Incident Management System, and designate authority and responsibilities for public health preparedness. So the proposed amendments to the law will amend the title from Emergency Management and Homeland Security Law to the Emergency Management Law, revise references to Oneida Community Health Services to Comprehensive Health Division, include a definition for emergency, revise the title of the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Agency to Emergency Management Department, remove a provision regarding the Public Safety Officers Benefit Program from the law because it's provided in federal law, clarify that the nation may implement more strict policies or requirements than those issued by the community/public health officer, clarify that it is within the authority of the community/public health officer to issue any mandate, order, and or require restrictions which may limit the spread of any communicable disease to any individual, business, or the general population of the reservation, remove a provision that required the Oneida Community Health Services to be responsible for certain expenses of an infected individual, address the authority of the community/public health officer to organize the vaccinations of individuals during the public health emergency, clarify exemptions to the requirements for vaccines, extend the time period for a proclamation of an emergency from 30 days to 60 days, clarify that the Conservation Department may contract with an agency to cover their responsibility for the care, disposal, and sheltering of all abandoned domestic animals and livestock during a proclaimed emergency. Delegate authority to the Oneida Business Committee to establish an emergency core decision-making team upon the declaration of an emergency and determine which positions of the nation will compose the team. Delegate authority to the emergency core decision-making team to declare exceptions to any law, policy, procedure, regulation, or standard operating procedure of the nation. Provide how the emergency core decision-making team will make declarations and the duration of authority for those declarations. Require that notification of any declaration be provided to the Oneida Business Committee within 24 hours of a declaration being made. Clarify the authority of the Oneida Business Committee to modify, extend, or repeal any declaration or emergency action taken by the emergency core decision-making team. Provide that citations issued for violations of this law shall be processed in accordance with the procedure contained in the nation's citations law. And provide that the Oneida Business Committee shall adopt through resolution a citation schedule which sets forth specific fine amounts for violations of this law. So now that we have a draft of proposed amendments and a legislative analysis complete for this law, we are now ready to move on to the next stage of the legislative process, which is to collect public input. So as I stated earlier, although we will not be holding a public meeting on the proposed amendments to this law, a public comment period will still be held open until January 13th in accordance with the Legislative Procedures Act and the COVID-19 core decision-making team's suspension of public meetings under the Legislative Procedures Act declaration. So on page 31, you'll find the public comment period packet. So the first document in this packet is the public comment period notice. This notice, again, will be published in the December 30th Gully Wee Sox edition, be posted on the Oneida Register, and electronically provided to all managers, directors, and supervisors of the nation. The next document in the public meeting packet, starting on page 32, is the legislative analysis. Again, this is the plain language analysis describing the features of the law. The legislative analysis is followed by the red line draft on page 43 of your packet. So the red line draft shows all the proposed amendments that are being made from the current version. Then on page 52, you'll find the clean draft, which demonstrates how the law would appear if the proposed amendments were adopted. So today we're looking for a motion to approve the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Law Amendments draft, legislative analysis, and public comment period packet, and forward the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Law Amendments to a public comment period to be held open until January 13th, 2021.
Made by Kirby.
Second.
Seconded by Marie.
Question.
Go ahead, Kirby.
Yeah, my question is, because we're not having the public comment open to the public, we've extended that how many weeks?
It's about a month from today that people have to submit written comments.
So typically we would have had a public period, our meeting, and we've extended that a month longer now with this, without having community meetings?
About that time frame. Yeah, okay. Typically we have a public meeting and then we hold the public comment period where people can submit written comments open for 5 business days. So today, these public meeting packets will be posted on the website and notification will be sent out. So technically starting today, people can submit their written comments on this proposed law all the way up until January 13th. So okay. It does provide a couple weeks extra of time.
All right, so we extended that probably about 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. The next one is the calendar. There's one edit that needs to be added to that. Would be our work meeting for set this afternoon for the record. Get on the calendar. We're looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:14.
Second.
By Daniel, seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.